Begin our call this morning with the head coach at the University of Maine, Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Another tough Saturday for you guys as you lose your second straight close game, 23-21 at UAlbany. Before we look ahead, just kind of give me your impressions on that game.
Yeah, I thought, you know, our guys played hard throughout the entire game, really a back and forth game throughout. We were able to put a drive together, 2-minute drill drive to go score and take the lead. You know, we left some time on the clock. I think they had around 1:50 on the clock to go down and drive, and really did a good job throughout that drive, just keeping them out of the red zone and giving them an opportunity to score. Really just unfortunate the way it ended and how it unfolded. And I feel for our players in that respect, just because I thought they really competed and we put them in a position to make plays, and the coaches did a great job with just executing down there once they got inside the red zone. Obviously, there was two plays that were ran when time expired, but, you know, on penalties. So, but, you know, just really credit to Albany and how they stuck with it as well. I thought they fought hard, but just, you know, for our players really working hard to get that win. So. But as we've done all year, we're kind of moved on. We've moved on from the game, and we're going back to work this week, and we'll continue to do that.
All right. Your first question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, thanks for the whole year. This will be the last one, obviously, but Rob, you do a great job. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Jordan, Rob, quick question too. If you have co-champions, does one get the automatic and the other, is that how that works? Or is there a tiebreaker?
Yeah, there's co-champions, but there's a tiebreaker to determine the automatic qualifier.
Okay, thank you. Coach of Bugs Brown, what's his status for this weekend? And number two, the other question, you know, they had 4th and 20. You know, obviously, what happened on that? I mean, what kind of game did you try to blitz and put pressure on them, or how did that play? Because that was a game right there, really. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you can point to a lot of different areas in the game to go back to. When it's a tight score game, you know, you're hanging on a lot of different calls, a lot of different situations within the game. You know, that one in particular, obviously we were in a position to get a stop and keep them from getting to the sticks. You know, they were able to, we rushed three, where they were able to keep the play alive, and I thought their quarterback did a nice job finding the open man and getting it to him. And it was a low throw that I believe it was their tight end had to get down and go get, and they made a play. So had to line up again.
How about Kazir Brown?
Yeah, Bugs, you know, he'll see the doctor tomorrow, and then we'll get more clarification on where he's at right now, but don't have a diagnosis of what where he's at this moment.
Jordan, offensively, other than not getting a touchdown, the first drive of the game, you guys, 20 plays, 9.5 minutes. I think you had a 91-yard drive for a touchdown in the second quarter, and then the drive that put you up late in the game was 75 yards. Maybe just talk about the consistency that your offense had to be able to put drives like that together.
Yeah, we've done a nice job of putting drives together, really done a nice job on our third and longs converting, you know, so we've gotten ourselves in some adverse positions offensively that we've been able to get out of, you know, credit to Joe and to guys like Xavier Scott as well, who continue to make an impact really in any position they're in, whether it's, you know, Xavier's lined up at wide receiver, he's lined up at running back, you know, in the slot, and, you know, even in as a quarterback. So, you know, he's done a terrific job and has been a playmaker for us down the field. And, you know, Joe's done a great job as well, just straining and fighting for yards. And those guys have put together some really nice drives the past two games.
Next question from Justin McIsaac. Good morning, Justin.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach. From a question of motivation for this week, obviously it won't be hard to motivate your kids to play New Hampshire. Is the potential of keeping the musket or the potential of knocking New Hampshire out of the playoffs a bigger factor for your kids? What's your opinion on that?
I mean, this is I feel fortunate, and I think our players do, and everyone here, to be a part of a a rivalry trophy game. I think when you're looking around the landscape of college football, to be a part of a rivalry is a grateful position to be in. And, you know, so within that, playing for the Musket is a huge motivation for our program. And it's something that, you know, I always believed in as a player, you know, and as a coach here, as an assistant, and then now in this position, it's something that we, you know, we want to make a big deal of. We make it important for our players in this rivalry. And, you know, just, but with that all being said, it comes down to, you know, the preparation. The focus is on our getting ready for New Hampshire, which is probably one of the best teams we've faced all year, and has, you know, they're a complete team on each side of the ball and in special teams. So, you know, our motivation right now, of course, is our rival, but you know, in our preparation, you know, and it starts today.
Thanks, Coach.
Jordan, I know you touched on it, but I wanted to ask you a little more about Xavier Scott. As you touched on, he was your leading receiver, 6 catches, 58 yards. He also ran for 79 and a touchdown. And as you touched on, you guys have used him all over the place. How nice has it been to have a weapon like that? And have you just expanded the playbook to use him even more as the year's gone along?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've felt him and how explosive he can be when he gets the ball in his hands. You know, he's able to really get vertical and eat up yards. So however we can get him the ball, we've been trying to do that. And, you know, just a really hardworking, reliable player, you know, within our program. And, you know, there's carryover to his play on the field, just how, in terms of how he carries himself on a daily basis. But he's certainly shown that he can be a guy that we can trust with the ball in his hand to make plays.
Got a follow-up question from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Coach, because you're Brown, it's a lower body injury, correct?
Yes.
Okay. New Hampshire, handicap New Hampshire for us. What are you going to have to do to have some success and upset New Hampshire this weekend? Thank you.
Yeah, I think, as I mentioned, New Hampshire, you know, is a great team this year and has been throughout time. And they have, you know, the confidence right now going. And, you know, I've done a great job within our conference. I think it starts with their quarterback, Max Brosmer. Really impressed with him on film, how efficient he is. I think he's got a great arm and just really composed back there and has all the traits of a great quarterback leading a team. And, you know, you saw that in the Rhode Island game, leading him to a comeback and making a throw where he needed to. You know, defensively, I think they're outstanding on defense. They're sound, they're tough. They fly around. They got a great culture there. And then on special teams, I mean, I think they're dynamic on special teams. They're multiple. You know, a lot to plan for, a lot to game plan for, and you know, we'll certainly have our hands full, you know, as we prepare throughout the week. But a lot of respect for New Hampshire and the work they've done and continue to do.
Jordan, you talked about how special the battle for the Musket is. You obviously played in the rivalry. Now you get to coach in the rivalry. What makes it so special, or, you know, having been on both sides of it? And do you have any favorite memories of some games during your playing day?
I mean, you know, looking at this rivalry and, you know, I think it's always however the season's going, at the end of the year, you have something to play for, you know, and that's, you know, as I mentioned, just being a part of a rivalry, that's the special part about it. And having it at the end of the year, I know there's a couple of years I was involved when it was in the middle of the season or might've been in the beginning, but I think having it at the end is the best place to have it, you know, because it has, you want it to have implications of playoffs, championships. You know, and it certainly comes down to that. And, you know, special memories. I mean, I playing up here and, I think it was 08, in the snowstorm up here, we ended up losing that one, but, you know, really, a really fun game and a game where that was competitive and came right down to the end. I mean, my senior year, a game that came down to the end. You know, I think there's a lot of familiarity between the staffs, players, through recruiting as well. So, you know, those things make it what college football should be. And that's a competitive game, with pride, with state pride, with university pride behind it. And it, so I'm anticipating a great environment here on Saturday.
All right, Jordan, thanks for the time today. Thanks for the time all season long, and good luck on Saturday.
Appreciate it, Rob.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.